Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Nicole Mahoney with Break the Ice Media. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about Break the Ice Media. How are you serving folks?
Well, we serve folks in the travel and tourism industry, which is a very fun and exciting industry to be in. Of course, there's been a lot of challenges in the past year, but that hasn't slowed us down any. And the innovation and creativity that we're seeing in travel and tourism is just amazing.
So tell us about how you've kind of handled this pandemic and how that, you know, the terrible impact it's had on the travel and hospitality industry.
Yeah, so we work in marketing and public relations, communications, digital marketing for our clients. And one of the things that we did early on when the shutdown first happened in early 2020 is we really kind of doubled down and focused in on how we could serve the industry. I happen to host a podcast. We also offer educational free educational offerings for our clients. And so what we did is we just really tried to dig in, find out what was going on and try to offer really, you know, smart information on how people could adjust and continue to move. I mean, the customer target started, you know, changing, right? People stopped traveling for a while. And then when they started traveling, they were going by car, they were going to closer destinations. So really just helping the folks that we serve understand how the consumer was changing and then also how they could still continue to reach them and work with them.
So who is your actual client?
We have a variety of clients. We work with, you know, business owners, people who own businesses within the industry. It could be a winery or a brewery or a restaurant, a hotel. But we also work with destinations directly who are responsible for marketing, you know, for an entire community. We work with cultural institutions, museums. What I like to say is any part or all parts of the travel ecosystem. There are so many different, you know, facets to it.
And then, but is everything that you do kind of for an in real life experience?
Yes, it is. But we did start to do some things virtually over the last year and a half. But yeah, typically we're trying to get real people in real life to visit real places. in 2020 and here early in 2021, some of those virtual experiences are just as important.
Are they important in terms of your clients are able to charge for those kind of virtual experiences, or is it something from a branding standpoint where it's just keeping their name and the experience kind of in the forefront of their mind? So when travel does open up again to the level that it had in the past, that they'll be able to go there physically.
Yeah. So it's all of it. We've had some really creative virtual experiences offered that are both free and some that are paid. And some of the interesting things that have come, especially with some of the cultural institutions that we work for, the National Comedy Center, for example, they have some archival information, some things that they had at the museum that they were never able to really offer unless you were there in person. And they were able to create this online archive that people could access of comedy, which is something we all really needed, you know, that laugh release. And they were actually able to charge for that. And then they connected the charge for the virtual experience to a future ticket. So the consumer could buy the virtual experience and later when it was safe to travel, come and see it in person.
So now how are you kind of forecasting into 2021? It's such a chaotic and unpredictable time. Is this a time for you where you're kind of building, I guess, allies in this fight to survive and thrive during this chaos?
Yeah, well, that's one thing we are talking a lot to our industry about is 2021, especially the first half, probably the first two thirds, are going to look a lot like 2020 did towards, you know, last summer and into the fall of 2020, where people will be traveling still, but there won't be as many. folks traveling, they'll be staying closer to home. So you'll be thinking more about regional drive destinations and marketing a little bit closer to home than a traditional, you know, thinking more traditionally for longer vacations. But the other important thing is, and you mentioned it earlier, is to stay, you know, in the awareness set, because right now what we're seeing is a lot of travelers are dreaming of vacations. They're actually planning trips for 2021, but they want to remain flexible just in case, you know, the restrictions haven't been lifted by the time they have that trip scheduled. So we're talking to folks in our, you know, in our sphere and advising them to make sure you want to stay part of that consideration set, because pent up demand is a for real thing. And as soon as we're able to travel, so there are so many trips that are going to be taken, and we just want to be ready for them.
Right. And that's something that folks have to understand, and I'm sure they're experiencing it. Since everybody has so much free time now, all they're doing is imagining, or spending some of their day imagining, a future where they're going to be able to go to all these great places, maybe with some of the money they saved during this time.
That's exactly it. And there's a lot of data out there that points to exactly it. There's several weekly, what they call traveler sentiment studies that we follow, that different research firms in the U.S. are also freely giving away that data. Really, everyone is working together, trying to help each other understand what's happening. But those pulse studies that have been happening, the optimism right now for travel in 2021 is pretty high, the highest it's been since the pandemic started. So that's a positive.
Yeah, you can only watch so many of those YouTube travel shows without, you know, kind of want have some FOMO, right? That you're going to go there.
That's right. Exactly.
Now, are you finding that the industry is pretty collaborative, where even competitors are kind of working together to just, hey, we're all in this together, and the rising tide is going to lift all of our boats?
Absolutely. That's something that I've seen in the industry even before the pandemic. Always have been a very collaborative industry. Folks don't visit a place just for one experience, right? They want to know everything that they can do in a destination. And even if you're a brewery advertising your brewery, people go there, they want to know where else they can stop along the way or if there's other breweries nearby. So this idea of collaborating with competitors has been something that's been around for a while. One thing we wanted to do late last year is a survey. We actually did a study on the impact of collaboration on the travel and tourism industry. Our results are just being released here on February 9th, but a little bit of an early view for you. We did find that 60% of respondents for our study believe that this idea of coopetition or collaboration among competitors is going to help the travel and tourism and hospitality industry not only survive, but may be more successful once we come out of this. So collaboration is so important, more important than ever, I believe.
Do you think that we're going to see more of these? Sometimes you go to a city and a handful of either museums or amusement things, they're all kind of all on one ticket that you pay one price and then you have access to all those over a weekend or something. Do you think there's going to be more of those kind of deals for a traveler?
I think there may be, absolutely. Those kind of city pass, you know, scenarios that you're talking about. We have seen there was a group of museums in Massachusetts that we work with who had never collaborated before. But once the pandemic started, they realized they all had outdoor museums. And they thought, oh, we should connect because we all offer these outdoor experiences. And in 2020, that was what the demand, you know, that's where the demand was for those outdoor cultural attractions. And so they collaborated. And I think you're going to see more of that through this pandemic, where we found those connections that we didn't have before.
Yeah, I think this really kind of forces everybody to kind of form that community. And I know in your organization, community and culture is important. Can you talk about how that has played out for you during this time?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because we talked about when the pandemic first started, and those first few days after the shutdown happened. I'm in New York State, and so our shutdown happened on March 16th. And first it was for 2 weeks, and then it was 4 weeks. And of course, then it went on for nearly 3 months. And trying to figure out as a company what we could do, how we could serve not only our clients, but this industry that we love so much. And what we found is we were able to stay connected because of our company culture, because of what we had built. We've invested a lot in our core values. We invested a lot in, in just really instilling those values across the company. So things like one of our values is, you know, being authentic, being collaborative, being growth minded, transparent. All of these things really helped us. And it was just a very cool eye-opening experience to see how important that culture and those core values are to surviving a challenge.
Yeah. When you have a true north, it's easier to kind of get up every day and know what to do because that's the direction you're going in.
Exactly. Exactly. And trying to, you know, stay kind of forward focused. I talked to my team a lot about it early in the pandemic. We still talk about it. I talk to my clients about it and my industry. You've just got to keep thinking, you know, forward thinking mindset, looking at this for the silver linings. Where are the learnings? How can we grow? And as long as we can stay focused there, you know, we'll trudge through and we'll come out stronger on the other side.
Right. Because like you mentioned earlier, there's going to be some silver linings and there's going to be some learnings or some offerings that you're being forced to do now that you might be able to do later on once this pandemic breaks and then we have some sense of normalcy again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was reflecting on this in the pandemic. I was doing some reading and lots of research was being shared between my different networks that I belong to. And one of the research studies I had read was something that looked at the 2008 financial crisis. And I hadn't thought about it until reading this article last year, but the sharing economy, so like Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, that was born out of the 2008 financial crisis as a new way, you know, the gig worker as a new way to earn an income. And I just thought, wow, you know, look at that innovation that came out of a crisis. I wonder what innovation is going to come out of this crisis and how we can be better because of it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to leave a mark. I mean, like I was reading something about, they were talking about like our parents and grandparents lived through the Depression and how that impacted them throughout the course of their lives well after the event ended, and how this is going to affect young people moving forward and how they're going to see the world. Now, Nicole, do you have any advice for maybe somebody who's running a museum or is in charge of, you know, kind of drumming up business in their kind of local market? Is there any some do's and don'ts, maybe some low hanging fruit that they can leverage to maybe, you know, make the best of a bad situation nowadays?
Yeah. So one thing is to rethink, who you're marketing to and how you're marketing. One of the biggest transitions that happened is a number of folks who used to or who do market to, say, the baby boomers or to an older audience. One silver lining is that baby boomers are more comfortable now on technology. So, you know, if you're used to marketing to them, maybe through direct mail or through a catalog or whatever that might have been, rethink kind of how you may now be able to reach them through digital channels. So that's one thing. The other is to just stay keyed into what people are looking for. So we are still seeing in 2021 that people are looking for those outdoor destinations. They want to know about safety protocols up front before they even go. So you want to make sure that you have that, you know, very visible if it's on a website or on your social media or wherever it is that you're talking with your customers. And to really kind of talk to, you know, what you can offer in terms of relaxation, think about how stressed out everyone's been. So you just got to kind of think about what you offer and how you can really help people find what they're looking for right now in this moment.
So now for you, what is the pain your ideal prospect is having right now where Break the Ice Media is the solution?
Oh, I love this question. Thanks for asking it. we actually believe that now is the time to rethink your marketing plans and to make sure that you are very strategic. You mentioned the North Star earlier. We find a lot of folks, you know, just kind of try things without necessarily having the strategy behind it, having thought through their goals, their messages, et cetera. And so we actually have a strategic planning program called the Recovery Roadmap. And we've been helping our clients retool or create from scratch, depending on where they're at, their strategic marketing plans. Now is the time really to be more strategic, more focused, and to get all of that aligned.
Well, if somebody wanted to have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website or the best way to get a hold of you?
Our website is breaktheicemedia.com. I also host a podcast called Destination on the Left. It's for travel and tourism professionals. We publish every week, and you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. And you're welcome to link into me on LinkedIn. It's just Nicole Mahoney at LinkedIn.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success, Nicole. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.